This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. Film Society Friday on MPR.
This morning, I welcome back for the first one of the year, Eddie McEwen from the Palmerston North Film Society.
Yes, for the 2023 season. And we are good to go for a whole year's worth of movies, beginning on the 1st of March and ending on the 29th of November.
Right, so we're getting a wee bit in ahead of it. If people are hearing this in February, we're kind of letting you know what's coming up.
We like to get people keen, shall we say. So we will be holding our movies at Event Cinemas, Theatre 2, that's in the downtown complex, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We will not be doing films on public holidays, which doesn't really apply for Wednesdays, but also school holidays, and we do not compete with the International Film Festival either.
Not a thing that a local film society would want to do.
No, well, we did in the past. It didn't work well, so we changed that. But over 30 movies available. Now, membership is $120 for waged, $100 for unwaged. We have a school-age membership as well, if people want to inquire about that. And we have a 3 for $30 option if you want to just dip your toe into the waters of the Film Society. But if you decide you want to upgrade from the 3 for $30 to a full membership, the $30 is defrayed against the membership fee now.
And just to make clear, if people haven't heard one of these before, if you join this Film Society, you've joined the lot.
We are a nationwide organisation. So your card will get you into Auckland, Christchurch, Dunedin. I think there's one in Masterton now. Wherever there's a film society, if you join in Palmerston, you're a member of all of them. So where were we? Well, getting back to the things. Basically 30 movies, $120 waged. That's $4 a movie.
Yeah.
That's even if you don't go to them all. And I'm mad keen on the Film Society and I don't go to all of them. But it's still, you can't get entertainment for that kind of money.
You cannot. I mean, I was just thinking, you would need to go to well less than half of the ones that are available for it to cost you more per movie than just going to the movies.
And there are some great movies coming as well. If you want to get a hold of us, we are on email. You can email us at pnfilmsociety@gmail.com. We are also hosting an early bird sign up on the 22nd of February. That's a Wednesday, the Wednesday before we kick up off on the 1st from 5 to 6 p.m. That will be held up at Event.
Nice. So coming up in March, to entice people, what do we got?
Well, we're starting the year with a film called Girlhood. This is a film by Céline Sciamma. It's French, from 2017, M-rated, 112 minutes. This is an energetic and empathic story that follows a shy Parisian teenager who is drawn into a black girl gang.
Right.
So that's it could be a bit challenging. Those French movies about street level stuff quite often are, but they're usually well worth seeing. So on the 8th of March, we have The Big Steal. This is a film by Nadia Tass from Australia, from 1990, PG rated, 99 minutes. This is a film set in 1980s Australia. It's a caper movie that stars a young Ben Mendelsohn as a teen who is conned by a used car dealer when he tries to get his dream car to impress his crush. Wacky shenanigans ensue.
I have to say, it's a particular weakness of mine, caper movies about people being bad at crimes in particular. So that sounds essential, really.
Okay. So moving to the 15th of March, we have Spaceship Earth by Matt Wolf, USA, 2020, M-rated, 115 minutes. Now, this is a documentary, but it is literally stranger than fiction. Have you ever heard of the Biodome?
Oh, I feel like I have, but
Spaceship Earth turns the story of 8 scientists who spent 2 years in an enclosed, self-sufficient biodome.
Right.
It did not go well.
I remember that, this, I think, when it was first being set up.
Yes, and
it was the sort of thing that was on, like, educational TV for kids.
And
when
they stopped talking about it because strangeness started happening.
I see. Human strangeness, I'm guessing.
Human strangeness, yes. And they also had problems with the whole biodome thing. It was a flawed concept, but flawed because people.
Right. Okay. That sounds
traditional.
Fascinating.
Okay. And on to the 22nd of March, Sleeping Dogs, Kiwi classic. Roger Donaldson's debut as a director. NZ Film, 1977, PG rating, 107 minutes. Sam Neill plays an everyman. He's caught between the rock of an authoritarian fascist government and a people's revolution. All he wants to do is have peace, but he can't have that. It's a great movie. It's stacked absolutely full of New Zealand character actors.
And there's this vein of New Zealand cinema from that period, which is sort of odd and dark and bleak.
Oh, very much
and,
so.
And this is very much of that thing.
And it also represents the time where they actually got the Air Force to use their Skyhawks to blow up a whole bunch of trees, but the Air Force weren't the good guys in the movie. So that they never did that again after that. And we've got another movie coming, so we have 5 in March to start the year off. So we're on the 29th of March, we have Nightmare Alley. Now, this is a Edmund Goulding film from the USA, 1947, PG, 111 minutes, a moody melodrama about the fall from grace of a charlatan spiritualist that takes place in the odd world of the traveling carnival. Now, Guillermo del Toro did this again quite recently, but this is the original one.
That's why I felt like I recognized the title and expected it to be more modern. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. This is the original one.
So
that is us for March. Hope to see you down there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Eddie.
Brilliant. And thank you very much, Hugh.
You've been listening to Film Society Friday on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.